朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
保罗在这里为以弗所教会祷告。
But Paul is praying for the church.
他要让他们再一次复习那个恩召。
So that they reveal the hope that the call.
再一次提醒他们一个基督徒的世界观到底是什么。
Reminding them of the proper Christian worldview.
弟兄姊妹，你现在了解为什么我有负担要在教会的里面，在中国教会的里面带出一个运动来，叫做新生活运动。
Do you now understand my concern and burden for bringing forth this new life or new living movement in the Chinese church?
到底我们今天基督徒在我们的环境里面，在我们的学校，在我们的办公室当中有什么样的影响？
What kind of influence do we Christians really have in our sphere of influence?
我给大家发出一个这样的挑战。
I issue this challenge to you.
如果你的公司里面没有你，
If you are not present in your company,
你的公司会有什么不同？
How would that impact your company?
如果我们有新的生命带出来的新的生活，
If we have a new way of living from the new life that we have received,
如果我们有道成肉身的见证，
If we truly have the testimony of word becoming flesh,
弟兄姊妹，每一次我讲到这里，
And dear brothers and sisters, whenever I say this,
我心里面有一个很强的矛盾，
I have this problem in my heart.
那矛盾是什么呢？我常常想我是个牧师，
Because I am a pastor.
我的生活就是在这样的一个所谓的象牙塔里面，
I live in thisIvory Tower.
我何等盼望我也有一天能够跟弟兄姊妹一样，每一天从早上九点钟到五点钟生活在一个所谓非基督徒气氛和环境的这样的一个地方。
Somehow I felt that I should spend time just like you to spend time in a 9-to-5 type of environment.
因为除非我在那样的一个环境里面，我总是觉得我这样的道不够有力。
Because unless I have experienced this, I cannot really have power in what I say.
但是起码我讲这句话，你们了解我的心意。
So you understand how I feel when I issue these challenges.
我知道不容易。
I know it's difficult.
但是让我们在神的面前再一次思想我们的恩召到底有什么样的目的。
But let us remind ourselves, why did God call us?
不是单单关于来生而已，而是跟今生有关系。
It's not just for the life to come, but the life we have today.
这是提到恩召。
This is the hope.
保罗接着说，使你们知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
But then Paul also stressed the riches of his glorious inheritance.
我们从这一段圣经的上下文来看，
From the context in which this appeared,
这个基业可能有两种不同的解释。
There are two interpretations to the word inheritance.
我们成为上帝的基业。
We become God's inheritance.
我们成为上帝的宝贝。
We become the precious possessions of God.
另外一个解释。
But on the other hand,
上帝给我们有一些宝贝，有一些基业。
God is giving us some precious things that will become our inheritance.
如果我们看十四节的话，
If we look at verse 14,
我们就看见这个基业是指着上帝在我们的中间所给的好处说的。
We notice that in this case, the inheritance is something that God will give to us.
那个基业，保罗说要照亮你们心中的眼睛才可以看到。
And this inheritance, Paul mentioned, you have to see with new open eyes.
我再说这个教会信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Again, I mentioned this church is a church of faith and love.
好教会。
It's a good church.
好基督徒。
They are good Christians.
但是他们的眼睛却没有看见这个基业。
And yet their eyes have not been opened to these inheritance.
我们需要打开眼睛才能够真的看见我们该看见的东西。
Indeed, we need to open our eyes in order to see what we need to see.
很多的时候我们以为看见。
So often we thought that we saw.
保罗说要照明你们心中的眼睛，让你们知道他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
But then Paul says, May he open your eyes so that you can truly know the riches of your glorious inheritance.
为什么？
Why?
因为一个基督徒对他基业的认识影响他另外一面的世界观。
Because our worldview will be strongly influenced by what we know of our inheritance.
我在准备的时候，我觉得我要很小心地表达我以下要讲的话。
As I was preparing this, I knew I had to be very careful in how I articulate the following.
在旧约圣经里面，不可否认，我们看见上帝祝福，用物质上面的报赏来祝福他所祝福的人。
In the Old Testament, it's quite clear that you can see when God blesses his people, he blesses them with material possessions.
亚伯拉罕。
For example, Abraham.
他的子孙以撒、雅各、约瑟等等。
His descendants.
约伯。
Job.
我们看见很清楚，神祝福他们，以物质的满足来祝福他们。
It's very clear that God blessed them with material possessions.
所以我们因着这些例子和圣经里面的这些记载。
Because of these experiences,
我们很快的就有一个这样的一种思想和这样的一种的价值观。
We will be led to the following conclusion or view.
物质的富足等于上帝的祝福。
We will equate material possessions to the blessing of God.
那贫穷怎么办？
So what about those that are poor?
如果我们不敢说贫穷是上帝的咒诅，我们的思想里面就有贫穷是上帝的管教的这样的思想。
Even though we will not say that being poor is a curse of God, maybe in our subconscious we will equate being poor as discipline from God.
所以当我们在物质的贫穷里面，
So if we are poor materially,
甚至在身体的疾病里面，
Or perhaps we can stretch this and say when we are ill,
我们认为这是上帝的处罚。
We feel that this is punishment from God.
你一定不听话，所以上帝轻轻地打你一下。
It must be because you have disobeyed God, and so He is punishing you.
因为你不听话，所以让你受苦。
Because you have disobeyed, that's why you're suffering.
所以呢，就带出现在在二十世纪快到末期的时候，一个很流行的神学思想，叫做成功神学。
That is why to the end of the 20th century, we have this popularity of the success theology.
成功才是神的祝福。
If you're successful, then you're blessed by.
所以我今天在不顺利、不健康的情形里面，一定不在神的祝福里面。
So if my business is not prospering, if I'm not healthy, then I must not be being blessed by God.
但是我们要好好的思想一想。
But we have to examine this.
一个基督徒在生活的压力里面。
If a Christian is being pressed by need,
在身体的疾病里面，
perhaps physically infirm,
在我们所谓的命令不顺的里面，
when our work is not smooth,
弟兄姊妹，从圣经里面看，起码有几个不同的原因。
From the scriptures, we can see there are several reasons for that.
不像你我所想的那么简单。
Perhaps it's not as simple as we would like it to be.
为什么会生病？
Why do we get sick?
很简单，第一个原因是你因为你自己不小心。
The first response may be because you weren't careful.
这个跟神没有关系。
This has nothing to do with God.
你不要什么事情就跑回来赖神。
Don't blame God for everything.
你也不要随随便便来赖魔鬼。
And don't blame everything on Satan.
有的时候我们很容易赖神。
Sometimes it's easy for us to blame God.
有的时候我们很容易赖魔鬼。
And then sometimes we blame the devil.
有的时候我觉得撒旦有一点冤枉。
Sometimes I think perhaps we put too much blame on Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
我们今天很容易把一切责任推在撒旦的身上。
We put all the responsibility towards Satan.
明明是你的不小心。
It's clear because you weren't careful.
明明你应该好好的照顾你的身体，该穿衣服的时候穿衣服，该喝的时候喝，该吃的时候吃，该睡的时候睡。
You should have taken care of your physical needs. Dress warmly, rest well, take fluids.
你现在生病了。
Now you're ill.
打电话给牧师。
You call the pastor.
牧师，撒旦攻击我的好厉害。
Pastor, the devil is attacking me.
你的原因不是因为神，也不是因为魔鬼。
The reason why you're sick is not due to God or devil.
是因为你不小心，因为你不注意。
Because you didn't pay attention to your body.
神给我们安排的自然律，你违反了那个自然律。
God has given us natural laws, and you have gone against it.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
你得罪了上帝。
Yes, you may have sinned against God.
你打电话给我，你说李牧师为我祷告。
And you call me and say, Pastor Lee, pray for me.
因为我现在病得很重。
Because I'm very ill.
我一定会告诉你。
I will tell you.
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
但是更重要的一件事情。
But more importantly,
你要在神面前问一问，你为什么会生病？你为什么会到今天的地步？
You have to ask God, why am I sick?
上帝是个慈爱的神。
Our God is kind.
但是他也是一个绝对公义圣洁的神。
But he is also righteous and holy.
14年我在这个教会。
I've spent 14 years in this church.
我一直讲一件事情。
I've always stressed this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
不要跟神开玩笑。
Don't joke around with God.
你现在以为可以跟神开玩笑。
Maybe you think right now you can play around with God.
为什么你一定要等到上帝管教你的时候才回到上帝面前？
Why is it that you always have to wait for God to discipline you before you will turn back?
我告诉你，我要为你祷告。
Yes, I will pray for you.
除非你先认罪。改
But you need to confess your sins and repent.
再灵的祷告也不能解决你的问题。
Because unless you do so, prayer will not help you.
除非我们真的在神面前悔改认罪。
Unless we confess our sins and repent.
神看的是一个回头。
God will help us if we repent.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在主的面前要看见教会有复兴，除非我们在神的面前有这样的一个体验经历。
Indeed, the whole church needs to experience this before we can have revival.
如果是因为你的罪，
if indeed it's because of your sin that you are sick,
除非你犯罪，除非你悔改，要不然神就继续的把你放在他的管教里面。
You will continue to be under his discipline unless you repent.
那天有一对夫妇弟兄姊妹问我一个问题。
A young couple asked me the following question.
他说，李牧师，神太严厉了。
They complained that the Lord is too demanding.
摩西不是很好吗？摩西不是很好吗？
Wasn't Moses very good?
但是就是错了一点点。
He only was slightly wrong.
上帝跟摩西讲，你要吩咐磐石，磐石会有水流出来。
God commanded Moses.Give the command to the rock, and it will give water.
就摩西发了一点脾气，他不是吩咐磐石，他拿起了他的杖去击打那个磐石。
But Moses was angered by the Israelites. He did not just verbally command the rock. He hit the rock with his staff.
不过击打一下那磐石，结果上帝就不让他进到迦南地区。
Because of this, God said, "You cannot enter Canaan."
你说神太过分了。
You may say God is too demanding.
弟兄姊妹，不是神太过分。
I would claim that it's not that God is too demanding.
因为神在爱他的人身上要求特别的高。
It's only that God demands more from those that he loves.
除非你不要爱神。
If you do not want to love God.
弟兄姊妹，我诚心地说这句话。
I'm saying this with frankness.
你要爱神，你要真的考虑了以后再来爱神。
You have to...Really count the cost before you say, I love God.
当然我盼望我们教会弟兄姊妹都爱主。
Of course, it's my desire that all of us will love God.
但是我求主帮助我们，让我们真正知道怎么样爱主，爱主的意义，爱主的代价是什么。
But my prayer to God is that we will truly know the meaning and the cost for loving God.
第三个可能。
There's another possibility.
除了你自己不小心。
Other than maybe you are not careful,
你知道不小心不是犯罪。
You know, to be, if you weren't careful, that's not a sin.
我们不要以为说不小心就是罪，所以你一天到晚都活在可怜兮兮的那种罪恶压迫罪恶感的里面。
You don't have to put too much guilt upon yourself.
可能是你的不小心，可能是你犯的罪，所以神一直管教的手在你身上。
Yes, perhaps you have sinned. That is why God is disciplining you.
第三。可能是神的美意。
We can also think that perhaps this is the beautiful will of God that you are suffering.
弟兄姊妹，有这个可能。
The possibility exists.
你爱主，但是你非常不顺利。
Even though you love God, your goings are not smooth.
你跟从主，但是呢，你受到许多的挫折跟打击。
The more you try to follow God, the more obstacles you come across.
50多年，神把蔡淑娟姊妹放在黑暗的房间里。
We've heard the story of the Queen of the Dark Chamber, how she was confined to a darkened room for over 50 years.
许多人为她祷告。
Many prayed for her.
老人家告诉我，她也祷告。
And she herself told me that she's been praying.
她说，李牧师，我一直祷告，求主让我有机会出这个暗室。
She said, Pastor Lee, I've been praying to God that he will release me from this confines of the darkened room.
她说，神没有听我的祷告。
But God didn't hear my prayer.
但是在暗室里面，神用我用了五十多年。
But in this dark room, God has used me for over 50 years.
她告诉我，她说，李牧师。
And she said, Pastor Lee.
她说，我可以跟你挑战。
I can challenge you.
我这五十多年在这个房间里面带信主的人，一定比你健健康康在外面跑来跑去五十年带着信主的人要多。
I have led more people to Christ in this dark room for 50 years than probably you will lead to Christ, even though you are healthy and active.
那你说这个问题的真正的症结在哪里？
So what is the solution?
就是在你对这个基业的认识是什么？
It deals with what we know about the inheritance.
神是慈爱的，当然他也是公义的。
We know that God is merciful, but he is also righteous.
如果我们真的在今生我们有许许多多的不顺利。
Therefore, in this life, if there are many tough goings for us.
弟兄姊妹，你如果我们对那个基业有更深的羡慕和认识的话。
Then if we have a deeper understanding of our inheritance to come,
我们就不太在乎今生我们有什么很丰富的物质上面的享受。
Then perhaps we will not pay too much attention to what we have right now.
甚至对于我们的病，医得好医不好，都不是我们最高考虑的一点。
The knowledge of our inheritance may even impact on our decision of whether we want to get well or not.
神的恩召。神给我们的基业
The call of God and the inheritance that he has prepared for us.
今天早上我在这里跟大家一起分享。
This morning I have shared these two things with you.
我承认这是不太容易听得进去的信息。
I admit that perhaps this is one of the more difficult messages.
但却是保罗所祷告的一个重点。
But these were the major emphasis of Paul's prayer.
除非我们真的认识恩召和基业真正的意义
Unless we truly know the meaning of our call and our inheritance
我们继续再看下去才能够真正了解在上帝心意里面什么叫做教会
We will not be able to understand the truth concerning the church
下个礼拜我要跟大家从19节讲到23节讲到第三个祷告的那个认识是关于能力方面
Next week, I will spend time to talk to you from verse 19 to 23 about the power.
请各位为我祷告。
Pray for me.
让我们因着这一篇信息或者这一篇的祷告，让我们能够好好的进入神为我们预备的羊年。
So that we can be better prepared to enter this new year with God's help.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you and the riches of his glorious inheritance.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。